Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, on this lovely, lovely broadcast day with us broads here.
Yeah.
Let's give out all the broads, male or female, the contact info.
I guess, if you say so. Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually didn't finish reading all the messages in the last episode.
Oh, how dare us.
I know. But this one's interesting. And this is actually goes back to a couple episodes ago when we were talking about dumb things that, if implemented correctly, would actually be really good.
Oh, yes.
And so our buddy, the Frosty One.
Ooh, with the Frosty.
Snowman icon.
Cute.
Six, still medium time listener, but now second time contactor.
Yay!
Because I'm going to preface this. One of the things that somebody said, it's like everybody needs to work in the service industry. Everyone needs to, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
A couple years before, you know, in general, or if you want to run for politics, working for tips and all that stuff. It's like, I'm a FedEx driver, delivery driver, and we get paid a flat rate. When we deliver everything, we get to go home. But lately, I've been getting more packages, more deliveries, because I'm good at my job. And we have a lot of guys who constantly don't get everything delivered. It is very frustrating to feel like I'm getting punished for being good at my job.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
So, like, it kind of, I think, goes along with the lines, I think, what you were saying, too. I think we were talking about, like, the caps, like, having a certain amount of money. Or one of the person said, nobody should make more than this amount of money a year.
Yes, and I disagreed with that.
Yes, and so I think that's kind of along the same lines. Correct us if we're wrong, the Frosty One.
Dude, that sucks, though. Well, if you're really good at your job, then you should still get the, like, if you're getting paid the same amount, you should still get the same amount of work.
Right.
If they want to give you more money and more packages and you agree to that, then that's one thing. But no, that's not fair, dude.
He also says, things that I would like that could make the world better. Sometimes I wish cars had a U-turn blinker, because sometimes you're confused, like, what is this person doing? And then
yes,
they U-turn, and you're like, oh, okay. Also, sometimes wish cars had a straight blinker that signifies that they're going straight forward across traffic. So, like, I actually had that situation once. Somebody was giving me, like, mad lip in a car once. So
saying F you to you?
Kind of like, what are you doing?
What the heck, man?
Because I was going straight across. Like, it was, a main street. My friend lived in this apartment complex, and we were leaving her complex. And I was just going to go straight across. If you go straight across, you have to go through, like, the different lanes of traffic, and then you end up, like, in the grocery store.
Totally. Yeah, like a complex.
Right. So I was the first one there, and this other person was wanting to take a turn as well, but I don't have my blinker on because I'm not taking a turn. And this person's like, left or right, left or right. I'm like, straight.
Did you do the arm symbol?
I'm like, straight ahead, arm symbol.
Yeah, I always wonder about that with the complex. Like, is it illegal to cross lanes? Because I have that same problem, like, where I grocery shop, mm-hmm, kind of thing. It's like one complex and then one complex, and there's traffic going both ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just shoot across and I'm like, I don't actually really know if that's legal because it seems dangerous.
Right. I'm sure it's not, but.
But I mean, it's like a whole other loop de loo to go left, right, and around the block. But the whole, I agree with both of those, especially the U-turn one, because
yes,
it's kind of scary. Like, you don't know. My gym is like, I turn right and then go in my complex while other drivers are making a U-turn or going straight. And if they U-turn, they're going to U-turn into me.
Right.
So it would be super helpful to have that, oh, I know what you're doing. I see you.
Or like a light or something. I don't know. He's like, as a guy who drives for a living, this would just help. But then again, people don't use their blinkers enough as it is. I get so mad.
Dude, it's the most simple thing to do. Like, I don't understand why people don't do it. And I'm not a great driver and I use my blinkers. Like, it's just simple. It's common sense, in my opinion, and it helps avoid so many problems.
And he also touches on something else that we kind of talked about, like voting and making, because one of the things somebody said, it's like it should be a day off, a paid day off, or make it easier for people to vote.
Yes.
And he said also in this day and age, wouldn't be able to use an app to vote, make it sense, like make everything easier. Hell, more people might even vote. And if that was the case, OK, I'm done. Thank you guys for all you do.
Honestly, you're probably totally correct.
Right.
But I mean, there's an app for everything.
Unfortunately, like, there's always, like, this was hacked or this was that. And there's always going to be arguing. And then it's just, like, I'm just going to go and not pay attention to the internet.
Yeah, but if people use apps on their phone for their banking and like for their money, I feel like that's a very good point that they don't have a voting app. But they probably will.
Eventually, I think. I think give it another 10, 15 years.
They got an app for everything.
Actually, I was looking at this app. Somebody posted it on Facebook. It's cool. Do you, when you work in Seattle, do you ever go home like late at night to your car?
Oh, yeah.
So there's this app that I found. It's called Noonlight. Basically, the way it works, I think you can, like, for the premium experience, you can pay like $3 a month. When you're walking in an unsafe part and you can't, have you ever just called a friend like, hey, I'm just calling you because I'm not feeling safe?
Oh, yeah,
because right
I want to be on the phone with someone.
Right. I've done that with my cousin. I'm like, there's a weird guy behind me just yelling and he's drunk and kind of following me. So this is, you put your finger down on this button and you continue to walk. And then if you're not safe, you pull your finger off and it you don't put in your you have a code you set with it. You're like 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you don't put your code in within like 10 seconds, it'll immediately alert the cops of your GPS location and send cops to you.
That is very extra.
It's very
extra.
And
I think is going to be used accidentally a lot.
Yeah,
like there's
10 seconds.
An easy way to like, oh, I'm pressing the thing. Oh, I run into my friend. Oh, I undo the thing. We get in this conversation. It's easily been 10 seconds. Oh, no.
I've done that. My phone has, and I think all iPhones have it, where if you like push, and you can set it up for different things. Like if I push one of my buttons like 5 times, it'll immediately go into emergency SOS moment. And that could be for anything.
Wow.
I think you can set it up like, hey, send an ambulance or send a message to my family or whatever. Like if I was like my old roommate where I had seizures, like, hey, something's happening. SOS. But I've accidentally set it off before and it makes a noise. I'm like, nope, cancel. And it will let you cancel it. But it does make a noise.
If it makes a noise and then you don't cancel, does it give you like a window of like?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried it. Oh. I don't know what the window is. But this is similar to that.
Yeah.
But I think this works for people who live in really crappy areas.
Yeah.
Like, Seattle can be bad, but it's not as bad as other places we've been to. So it's extra, but I think it's a good thing to have.
God, I'd be so embarrassed though if the cops came and I'm like, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Well, I like to think people are a little smarter than that, Sarah.
Honestly, in a situation like that, if I felt like I was comfortable and stuff, I probably wouldn't remember to do anything. Like, you know, there's like that emergency call on your phone and you can, like, I would be like, oh my, how do I emergency call? Like, how do I press the side of your phone 5 times?
Right.
I would just be in such a frenzy and I'd probably getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, you'd
that I wouldn't even be able to be like, wait a second, can I get, hello, can I get my phone real quick? Can I call, can you not attack me for at least 10 minutes while I get my composure? Thank you.
We need to get you something, like, I don't know.
I heard there's like a bracelet that, but I hear it's like the same thing. Like, if you hit it and then something happens, and then if you're not like, oh, wait, never mind, then think people are going to come.
Right.
And I just...
There's the bracelet. There's a necklace version, I think. There's a ring version.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of everything. It's just to keep people safe.
I just think, damn, I hope my voice is ready to scream a lot right now. Like, if I'm like about, like, if I'm going to my car and like a sketchy, I'm like, okay, what name am I going to say? Or like, what, you know?
I read a thing, this one girl, the way she prevented people from messing with her is to out crazy their crazy.
Oh, that takes some balls.
So she would just scream back at them, I'm going to eat your eyeballs. And like all these awful things like along those lines. And
I would
like,
be afraid someone would really like, I mean, you hear and you see and you go past some crazy MFers. I would think that would just egg them on. And then I'd be like, I did say I'd eat their face. So.
I mean, if they're already, I'm not talking about like to like escalate to that situation if they're just kind of poking at you. But if you feel like really unsafe, like this person's grabbed me and by your wrist or whatever, yell at them, like really freak them out. I mean, it's worth it if you're already screwed.
That's where I hope, like, I secretly have just, like, Jackie Chan moves in me somehow, even though, like, I've never really taken Taekwondo, but that someone, if someone attacks me, I'm all of a sudden, like, turned into this, like, great ninja warrior who will kick your ass.
Probably not, sir.
Hey, you know, I can hope. We'll never find out, hopefully.
We needed to get you a, we need to go to self-defense class together.
Yeah, I used to like carry around pepper spray like in my pocket. That's when I felt real like in my pocket, like walking to my car, like my hand on trigger, like ready, waiting.
I am so scared of pepper spray. I have some. I know that if I ever have to use it, I'm spraying myself.
Oh, yeah. I think about that too.
Nope. I'm just that.
Our dumbass.
Yeah, that's my dumbass. But we did get one other message from Michael, the musical trucker.
Michael!
So he's talking about his birthday and what he wanted to do. So apparently he's like, hey, ladies, I hope your week is going well. Just thought I'd give you a post-birthday report. The one person who said they were coming to hang out for my birthday didn't show up.
What?
So I just sat at the bar and drank soda. At least this weekend, I'm going to Idaho to relax in the snow. Have a great week. Michael, the musical trucker. I'm like, that's a bummer.
First of all, screw whoever said they were going to come and didn't come.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. We all know I hate flakes. So that person would get
a reaming.
A reaming. And you know, good. Go to Idaho. Have some fun. I've also never heard of anyone saying they're relaxing in the snow. So I appreciate. I've heard relaxing in the sun or they're just going to go to the snow. But relaxing in the snow. I like that.
I don't think it's necessarily in the snow that you relax. I get most relaxation like on a couch next to a window looking at the snow.
Yeah, looking
by the
at
fireplace,
the snow.
Some hot cocoa.
Ooh, or maybe like in a hot tub surrounded by the snow.
That's perfect.
I hope you have fun. Celebrate your birthday there.
Yeah, do. Yeah, don't go.
People suck.
Yeah, they do. But speaking of like not drinking and partying, I found this thing and it made me think of you. And I don't know how I would do it, but I'm curious to see if I could do it.
Okay.
So it started on Reddit. It's these people were brainstorming. Like, let's say someone comes up to you and says, hey, I have $1 million prize here.
Okay.
$1 million. It's all yours. But you have to drink a 12-pack of beer every day for a month.
Whoa. I'm in, but...
my first thought, I'm like, I don't really like beer, but I'm like, well, that might make it easier. And like, they're not pick... Assuming they don't pick out the beer for you. Like, if you do like a Coors Light, that should be fairly simple.
Yeah, but 12?
For somebody like us, I know some people that they could definitely do that. No problem. Like, get a good buzz going.
Well, and then I was just thinking, okay, well, what if it was like 12 glasses of wine? And I was like, that is still over 3 bottles.
That's a lot.
Like, whoa.
So these people are trying to figure out how they could do it, right?
Okay.
How can they get it done? So do you have any ideas on how you would do it, Sarah? It's your, I have $1 million for you. How would you do it? What's your game plan?
Am I working?
I mean, it. What's your game plan?
Well,
because this guy's like vacation time. He's like, use 4 weeks of vacation to head to Mexico, drink no other beer but the Tecate Light, come back home, collect my $1 million.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Okay. So
you save
hell
up.
Yeah.
You save up a month's worth of leave. Make the month of February. Stay at home.
You can quit your job. You're getting $1 million.
I mean, $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to. It's not
okay,
a lot.
Well,
of money
I'm not
anymore.
Living in Seattle. I'm gonna move. I'm going to move to somewhere where $1 million still lasts a long time.
That will last you a couple of years if you're lucky.
Well, so yeah, I would take a month off. Yeah, I would go to Mexico. It would be all inclusive. And then I would probably honestly wake up. Actually, this actually might be maybe kind of easy now that I have the whole day.
Yeah.
I could easily have, because I would say it started off slow. And then just get trashed in the night. But I could easily have 4 drinks with breakfast. I could easily have 4 mimosas or something.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm
if it was
drinking
mimosas,
whatever
that'd
I want.
Be great.
Yeah. And then I would just, you know, chill, have 2 at lunch. And then I would just have 6 shots.
Well,
I could easily do this, actually.
The reason why this is hard is because I think it's beer. You have to do something carbonated. And that's going to fill you up.
That's true.
They have some of these people came up with some really good ideas. So one person said, drink light beer. And it's like, my father was a psychiatrist and worked on drug and alcohol wards. The typical American beer has an alcohol level that's designed to give a buzz but not get you drunk. A 12-pack fits perfectly in the business model. He treated many functioning alcoholics who drank a case of beer a day. A 12-pack was the most common amount drunk.
Hmm.
So it's not as difficult, I think, as we're thinking.
The normal alcoholics drink every day.
So this person's like, drink after work. I'm a reasonably sized guy with a passable tolerance. I'll just start as soon as my day ends. Morning's going to suck, but I can live with it for a month for a flat mill. Like, assuming no taxes are taken out.
Dude, 12 drinks. Like, okay, let's say you have a 9 to 5
right.
And you go to bed at 11. I guess that's 2 drinks per hour. It's really not that bad.
No. Or this person has split it up through the day. Like, so pretend you don't get to go to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It's like, definitely need to split it up and hide some of the drinking. So down a couple when you get up, but before you brush your teeth, of course. Sneak one over lunch, maybe another around 3 as well. 8 is much more manageable in terms of not ending up rough the next morning. So wake up, 1 beer gets ready for the day. 2 beers at lunch. Food slows the absorption of the alcohol into the liver. and get home and start cranking as many as you can before dinner at 6 or 7. And hopefully you only have like 3 left after dinner, which means you'll be done before 9 with ample time to prepare yourself so you're not hungover the next day.
Okay, that is that whole day. Let's get real. If you're having like 6 or 7 right after work, your ass is going to be passed out before you need to complete the next 3 or 4.
Right.
Like, you're going to be faded. You're going to be like, what's that? I'll just have one on my bed.
This person says just do it throughout the night. It's like, I came up with the same, although I set an alarm for 3 a.m. and pound 2, then back to bed.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you just got to get it done.
Just like a couple.
Those
like
beers put you back to sleep. You could have a party every damn night because it's way easier to drink hella when there's a lot of people and you're getting peer pressured. Shotgun, beer bong.
Side note, I do not condone or advocate you trying this. I don't have $1 million for you, so don't do this.
Yeah, don't.
this person gives like the most trolly answer, and I'm just like, shut up.
Oh, is it Rev?
No, make it non-alcoholic beer, and voila.
Okay. That would still be a lot of liquid, though. I'm not even going to lie. And beer, it's like, it's hard if you're going to try to drink during work.
Right.
It's like hard. Beer is hard to hide.
And the smell. Yeah.
And the smell is, everybody knows what that smells like. It, like, if it was anything, oh, you could easily put a shot or two of Kahlua and Bailey's in your coffee. Or water looks like vodka. Why not? You know?
Maybe even like Kahlua and Bailey's at least has a smell that you would think, oh, it's creamer.
Yeah.
Like vodka, creamer. You could still smell.
That's true. It's very,
very pungent. I'm thinking the only way you could do beers at work is if you mix it with orange juice.
Blah.
I heard that's like a man, like one version of a manmosa.
Blah.
So I'm like, that's one way. You got to cover it up with something else.
That sounds gross.
All right. So this person is thinking outside the box because, like, if we were talking about the problem with beer is that it's carbonated, it fills you up quicker.
Yes.
So open 9 beers and let them flatten in the fridge during work. So to prevent being all bloated and gassy. So the moment I get off, I start drinking, eat dinner while drinking, follow every 3 beers with water, walk to the grocery store. Drunk groceries would naturally grab me a lot of carbs, which would be good. Also help me walk off a lot of the calories. Chug a 1/4 gallon of water before bed. Pee breaks constantly. Go to bed early. Alarm set early. Sugar and Tylenol ready to go in the morning. Try to work out before and burn more calories. Lots of veg and lean protein for lunch.
Okay, bitch, you're really ambitious for having 12 beers and you're going to go to bed early and have Tylenol and go to the gym in the morning and we're going to walk to the store. Okay. Jeez. Okay, you're going to get Uber Eats. Don't even.
This person. Oh, go
but
ahead.
I do love the opening them
and like letting them get
because
flat.
That it's probably way easier to drink and to chug.
I mean, it's not going to taste great, but
beer doesn't taste great in general. So
I did recently try like the Refrescas. It's like a Corona made like their version of like a Fresca like spritzer, but it almost has like an aftertaste of beer. So I don't actually know what it is,
but it's like kind of fruity usually.
It's fruity, yeah. They had like a coconut lime one, like a passion fruit one, and like a guava one.
And it's not a seltzer?
I don't remember if it's a seltzer or not. I actually probably should Google
that.
Did
you like it?
It's so good.
Really?
My roommate bought it for me because we both drink a lot of Frescas. That's our cheat drink because I love soda, but I don't want it, all the calories.
And Fresca's like a lemon lime soda, right?
It's like grapefruit, but then they have like peach ones and stuff.
Okay.
It has a little bit of sodium, but it is zero calorie kind of situation.
Yeah. But this has a little alcohol in it.
Oh my God, they're so good.
I'm still waiting and trying to find that Four Loko seltzer. If anybody knows a place that has them, holler at your girl.
See, I don't actually really know what it is because it says it is a premium spiked refresher. So,
okay.
Refresher?
I don't think maybe it's not beer, but it has like malt liquor or something in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yep, malt beverage. Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not necessarily beer, but it's not a spritzer or not a spritzer.
Not
seltzer.
A seltzer. Well, it's like PBR makes hard coffee now.
Yeah.
And I tried that. It was actually kind of good. But I was like, well, okay, this isn't beer then. But I think it's still malt liquor.
Right.
So it's like if you're allergic to that kind of thing, you're still not going to do good with it.
They have a passion fruit lime, guava lime, and coconut lime. I haven't tried the coconut lime yet.
Maybe I should get those for J-Rubs for V-Day.
They're so good.
He'd like the coconut lime one.
Oh, yeah. This person, by the way, takes the cake because they're fucking brilliant.
Whoa!
That's how I'm like, why?
That's how brilliant they are.
Why didn't I think of this?
Okay.
So you go up to your boss and be like, hey, boss, if I could slam a case of beer every day for a month and I don't get fired, I get 100 grand, offer him 50-50 split, and boom, you know, you get money.
Oh, the boss would get 100 grand?
Yep. It's like, you just, like, I think you say, oh, you get 100 grand, so you only have to give him like 50,000. instead of the million.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Kind offer 50-50 split. I get 100 grand. I'll give you 50,000.
You know, that's really smart to have your boss on your side.
Yeah.
But then I feel like you could do really terrible at your job and the boss would obviously let you slide. Other coworkers may not be happy about it, but
it's like you'd be probably quitting them and going on vacation for a couple months.
Yeah.
I think we could probably get away with it here. And like, especially if I promise like BJ and Steve, like, hey, I'll give you 50 grand.
Well, I mean, you would make a thing out of it here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, if you were trying to break a world record or like someone offered you this and this was like the challenge. And,
right.
You know, then it would be a thing. You would die. You would die. I'm trying to think who would be the best on our show to do it. Probably Danny, because he rarely ever gets hangovers. That a-hole. Because he'll drink all day, all night, sleep, and then be ready to go. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Normal people feel like crap now.
So
you should feel like crap. Yeah, I would probably have him do it. I think his body can handle it.
These are also really funny because why didn't I think of this either? It's like back when I worked at the restaurant. It's like this person says, work in retail. Nobody cares. Worked in retail, sent people home for showing up drunk, didn't fire them, was more expensive to train someone new and who would also, you know, have their own issues that I just sent home, you know, this guy home a couple months, you know, a couple times a month, just like, hey, you're drunk, get out of here. But that's when you're a waitress, you can definitely.
That surprised me though, retail. Like I've heard retail jobs are really stressful, that kind of sucks, it's customer service and I get that part of it, but I never thought that retail people would be drunk. Like, I get the waitressing and bartending because
right
you're right there. It's all around you.
Plus, it makes you nicer.
Yeah, for real. But, like, waitressing, or, I mean, retail, like, they would have to bring it in and, like, have effort to be drinking.
I mean, yeah, I think it'd have to be, like, actual, like, shots or, like, a flask.
Or, like, I mean, you could easily fill up a Starbucks, like, one of those big Starbucks cups
with
anything. Oh, yeah.
I think I saw that, like, the big Starbucks cups.
The venti is a whole bottle.
Just so you know.
That would be, I would die. Like, that'd be so funny if you were going to the store to get some clothes and the person that was helping you was just faded. That looks so good on you, honey. You're like, thank you.
It's like, and you threw up on my new shoes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I'd have to be a waitress. I definitely could do that because, like, especially on slow days or, like, crappy days, it was like, okay, let's, like, for example, like, when there's football games going on, you get really, really busy for a bit. Everyone eats, and then you just have to refill their drinks and get them new drinks. But everyone's pretty chill. It slows down, and then you don't have anybody, like, coming in that's new.
I feel like they get very excited in maybe the first, like, 40 minutes they're there.
Right.
Like, drinks, shots, food. And then it's like, maybe you'll refill a beer here and there, but
that's about it.
Yeah.
But the last one was kind of what you said at the beginning. Start drinking as soon as I get home from work until I go to sleep. Rinse, repeat. So no changes, really. I drink a 12-pack a day for almost 2 years. The key is to have a drinking problem.
Dang.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That's expensive.
That's a lot of calories.
I'm trying to think of, like, what, like, I probably could do it with, like, a fruity, like, the refrescas and stuff. I could probably do it with that because they're so tasty. Like, they don't really taste like I'm drinking.
Yeah, but I feel like even with that, like, you'll start kind of getting drunk and then not really wanting them because you'll be like, oh, this is going to get me more faded. But I just need some water.
The thing with me, though, like, I learned that I will lose my tolerance quickly, but I also will gain it back quickly.
Okay.
Because, like, I'll go, like, a couple days without, like, 4 days without drinking any caffeine. And then the second I drink some caffeine or whatever, I just...
Yeah, you're back at it.
I'm, like, all like, oh, my God, this was too much caffeine. It's a regular cup of coffee. But I've been on extra caffeine the last couple days, and it took 2 days, and I'm like, okay, this isn't doing it for me now.
Oh, so, well, maybe that'll be good, because then you could do the 12, and then, like, you'll be hungover, but then your body will be like, just kidding, not anymore, let's
go. It's just used to it after a while.
See, if it was shots, I feel like that would be way more on my alley. Because it's just one and done, two and done, three and done,
Nope, that's me going,
nope.
Nope.
And there's no puking in this challenge.
I mean, it doesn't say anything about that, but it's a really dumb, like, I love these kind of questions because it's one of those hypotheticals, like, it will never happen, but it's realistic enough to, like, okay, what would be a good game plan?
Yeah, and, like, could you actually do it? Because a month isn't that long, but to think about, like, doing that for a month?
I mean, it's hard not to drink for a month sometimes.
Oh, let me Google. I need to get my calculator out.
how many beers you'll be drinking?
360 beers. That's actually not that bad.
That doesn't sound like a lot, though, either, huh?
In a month, though? Well, I did 30 days.
Yeah, still, though. Do you think you would win successfully?
Oh, hell yeah. It's $1 million.
I would definitely do it, too.
My poor liver, my poor doctor, my poor brain.
Light beer, you're fine. It's water.
Yeah, but I don't like it at all. Like, at all.
Just add some, like, flavoring, some of that stevia or whatever.
Actually, that might make it better.
Yeah, just something. Would you guys be able to do it? Or do you guys have any weird, dumb, like, hypothetical questions like this? Like, could you, like, challenges?
Yeah, now I'm like, damn, maybe I should try this on Saturday. Just one day. Maybe I could do 12 drinks. I could easily do 12 drinks in one day.
Especially if you don't work.
Sunday might not be my friend, but...
No, the trick, I think, with this is doing them while having to go to work.
Hey, I'm still sticking with my first one. I'm going to Mexico.
Right.
All-inclusive, because then it's free or already paid for.
Part of me would want to see if I can get away with it, like, not tell anybody I'm doing it and see if I can...
No. I mean, I don't think you would come in here drunk
No.
or necessarily be drinking, but I think you would be sick.
Yeah, like, but I mean, like, let's say it's like, you know, I have my beer in the morning. That's one beer. I'm not drunk off of that. Like, have my cereal after, before, whatever.
I think you would just, like, your body would just be like, no.
Nope.
Or you'd still be drunk from the night before. Or that one beer would just all of a sudden just get you, like,
Yeah. So I'd have somebody else
try it. You should try it.
No, I'm good. There's not $1 million, and I'm not buying 300. I'm not buying 360 beers.
I'll buy them for you.
Okay.
All right. Are you doing it now?
No. You guys, can you do the challenge? Let us know, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.